as the Port of Seattle Commission President and the co-chair of the Northwest Seaport Alliance. I'm welcoming you all to Terminal 46, and special thank you to Senator Cantwell and the representatives from the Washington agricultural industry for being here with us today. The Northwest Seaport Alliance is proud to be one of the top-ranking ports in the country in terms of agricultural export trade tonnage. We are also the second-ranking port in the country when it comes to refrigerated exports, and we are the number one port when it comes to apples and potato exports. We are grateful for U.S. Senator Cantwell, who has been an unwavering champion for these industries that keep our port working. As you all know, in 2019, in retaliation of the U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from India, imposed tariffs on 28 U.S. products, including lentils, chickpeas, and apples. These tariffs hurt our growers in our state, and they hurt our national economy as a whole. With 40% of Washington state's jobs depending on trade, it is crucial when it comes to maintaining a competitive port for us. We strive to make investments in our infrastructure, doing strategic investments, preserving the capacity of our freight corridors and industrial lands near our port facilities, offering the best class services so that we maintain and grow our maritime jobs today and for the long-term future. However, even with the right investments in our terminals, offering the greatest services, if we don't make the right sort of trade policies, don't have the right policies in place, it undermines our success in these areas. In the case of India, Washington's apple growers saw a key international market basically disappear overnight. Last year, only 363 containers bound for India across our docks, compared to 11,000 TEUs in 2018. But today is a new day. We are very appreciative of Senator Cantwell and her leadership in helping remove those harmful tariffs. She went so far to travel to India to assist in those negotiations, and we are truly grateful at the Northwest Seaport Alliance. Senator Cantwell, we thank you for your diligent efforts. We thank you for the work that you have done on behalf of Washingtonians and the Washington exporters. Now, I have the honor of turning the mic over to the Port of Tacoma Commission President and the Northwest Seaport Alliance co-chair, Ang.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Kristen Ang, co-chair of the Northwest Seaport Alliance and Commission President at the Port of Tacoma. I'd like to thank Senator Cantwell for being with us today, along with our apple growers and the Consul General of India. Washington has a great deal at stake when it comes to global trade. Cargo activity at the Seaport Alliance terminals support over 58,000 jobs, including almost 22,000 direct jobs in the transportation sector. Many thousands more in our state work for importers and exporters that use our facilities. At the Northwest Seaport Alliance, we pride ourselves on being a fairly balanced gateway between imports and exports, recognizing the national importance of securing export opportunities for our U.S. producers. Before the retaliatory tariffs, trade through our marine terminals in India reflected a trade surplus. Our export volumes were more than twice our import volumes in 2018. In 2018, nearly 36,000 containers left our gateway for India. By 2022, that number had fallen to 6,000, a decline of 83%. But contrary to exports, imports from India declined by only 13%, flipping the balance so that we're now experiencing a trade deficit. That's why today is a celebration. The lifting of these harmful tariffs on Washington products will help rebalance trade, benefiting our state and region today and for years to come. Apple exports in 2022 were valued at more than $250 million. And now that India's apple tariffs lifted, that number will only grow. I want to take a moment to thank Senator Cantwell for her efforts to remove these tariffs that hurt Washington agricultural producers and our gateway. In September, the Northwest Seaport Alliance saw 53 TEUs of apples exported to India, And 1 month later, when the tariffs were removed, 295 TEUs of apples, let's just call them containers, were exported through our gateway. That's a significant shift in 1 month. Senator, thank you so much for fighting for our agricultural producers and our gateway, and thank you for our unwavering support for all our ports in Washington State. I thank you so much, and I'll hand it over to Rich Austin.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your leadership.
Hello, everybody. My name is Rich Austin. I'm the current president of Longshore Local 19 here in Seattle. I also would like to thank Senator Cantwell for all her hard work on behalf of working women and men of Washington. Thank you. Washington ports are a precious and a finite resource. We must preserve them and the industrial lands which surround them. Another precious resource is our agricultural products. When you say grown in Washington, you're also saying made in USA, a label we don't see enough of. Everyone must work collaboratively to facilitate the expeditious and efficient conveyance of our state's agricultural products through our ports. We need to explore all options, such as extended gate hours for receiving and delivery, dedicated ag-only lanes, ingress and egress on terminals, and drop yards. That will help the trucking community that are conveying agricultural products to get back over the hump to the other side of the state. I pledge that the men and women of Local 19 are ready to go to work, and we're excited for this new opportunity. Thank you for your attention.
Good afternoon. I'm Todd Freihofer. I'm the president of the Washington Apple Commission. Our primary objective is to build demand for Washington apples in foreign markets. Just a little bit of history. In 2018, India was our number two export market. They took 8 million bushels, like these next to me, at a farm gate value of $128 million. At that time, Washington represented 53% of the market share of India. In response to Section 232, India imposed a 20% duty tariff, and it reduced our market share to 1%. Last year, we shipped only 62,000 cartons compared to over 8 million just a few years ago. During the tariff imposition, our industry has worked very closely with Senator Cantwell. Senator has engaged on numerous occasions with the United States Trade Representative Tai on our behalf. She also traveled to India, met with the Trade Minister and Prime Minister Modi himself, and brought our issue to the forefront. Through the Senator's consistent and diligent work on behalf of the apple industry, on September 6th, the duty was eliminated. On that day, shipments to India started in great value and volume. So far, we've shipped 1.3 million cartons of apples to India as of yesterday, at a value of $22 million. Currently, it's our fourth largest market, but we have a long way to go as both Turkey and Poland have backfilled our demand in that market. This is a true success story, and the Senator, please accept our sincere thanks for your efforts and support in the tariff reduction. We believe in level playing fields. All the industry wants to do is provide international consumers with a choice. And we believe all things being equal, consumers will choose Washington for its high quality, food safe, and our rich varietal diversity. Thank you. Next is Brian Peebles of Chelan Fresh.
Thank you, everyone, for being here today. And Senator Cantwell, thank you very much for all that you've done, not only for me as a fourth generation farmer in the state of Washington, but also what you've done for the multitude of growers in Eastern Washington. It's allowed us, again, as everyone has explained, to get back into the India market. And one of the things I would share with you in regards to that market is it's not just about the volume that we're able to send, but as Todd mentioned earlier, it's about the quality of produce and fruit that we're able to share with the people in India. They've been historically great partners on all fronts over there. And to be able to get back into that market at the level that we have this year has been a huge win, not only for the growers of the state of Washington, but the multitude of people that are involved in the industry in the state of Washington. And again, I thank Senator Cantwell for listening and then going and doing something about it. So thank you all for
thank
being
you.
Here today.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Hello. I came over Snoqualmie Pass today, and I would tell you there are other things in play. We're probably going to be coming at you for water storage because it looks like there's not a whole lot of snow up there. Interestingly, I was thinking about negotiations that take place in the industry. I apologize. I'm a grower, packer, shipper of Washington State apples in central Washington. So on the compromise side, my wife and I had a little argument on the way over here, and I thought it was interesting because we try to always have compromise when that's done, that's basically me admitting I'm wrong and then she agreeing with that. But in the end, I got thinking the amount of effort that it takes place to go into countries and to develop programs and allow Washington State apples to go to have that opportunity. We've had literally four really challenging years in Washington State. The two COVID years that we went through, incredible supply chain situations that created a lot of headache and a lot of product loss. And then in the 22-23 crop, Mother Nature hit us with a spring freeze, and we lost as a state about 20% of our crop. And then, of course, now to the 23-24 crop, we're into a massive apple crop. So she blessed us with that. But in the meantime, now we're back on our heels trying to redevelop so many of the markets that we lost during all this time. So when you have a permanent crop like apples that's highly perishable, once you put that apple crop into the barn, you have to remember that we store these apples and sell them over a 12-month period. It's a lot like lighting a fuse. And so not having market access and the ability to do what we need to do is highly important. And so I'm over here because to have a positive event like this is absolutely huge. And so I wanted to thank my senator personally, and that's why I actually got to sit with her on the bus, and I've never met her before. That was really fun. But this is a big deal. And the opportunity for our industry to reengage itself into a country where we literally have lost so much ground is really pretty unbelievable. We're appreciating it. We're enjoying it. Obviously, we want those experiences in other countries as well. But this is a big deal. And like I said, to her staff and to her, I wanted to personally thank her. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Prakash Gupta. I'm the Consul General of India in Seattle. First, let me begin by thanking Senator Cantwell for inviting me to this press interaction today. On behalf of the Indian Consulate, let me extend my greetings to all of you. As the first Indian Consulate in the Pacific Northwest, which has come just 3 months back in this area, we take great pride in our presence, and we'd also like to acknowledge the strength of the Indian American community, which has taken this relationship to a different level. I know one of our key priorities, other than promoting high-end technologies in this consulate presence of ours, is to look at how do we deepen and further strengthen bilateral trade between India and the US, particularly the state of Washington. And one of the key areas is agricultural goods. I am looking forward to working with the Washington State Agricultural Commission, the Washington Apple Commission, to see how we take this success story forward. Again, we had a very good bilateral trade, close to $193 billion in 2022, which we are eager to build on and take it to the next higher level. Diversification in agricultural trade and products is a key priority. Apples has been a success story in recent months, and we look forward to looking more diversification. Today morning I was at the Starbucks unit in Seattle, and we also looked at ways of how do we get good Indian coffee into Seattle, which is the home of Starbucks. So we hope to also get some good Indian mangoes across into this state, and look forward to welcoming more nice apples into India. On the apple note, I must also tell you that a different apple has also been a very big success story in India, which is the Apple iPhones manufacturing unit. It was just established 2 years ago, and now we have iPhones in India made from an Apple unit being sold in India and Southeast Asia. So that's also a very big success story, just on the nomenclature note. But thank you once again. We are here to serve the interests of the Indian community, to promote high-end technologies, and to see how we can bring the full benefit of our bilateral trade, particularly in the agricultural goods sector, to the communities of both India and the United States. Thank you so much for having us. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. Consul.
Thank you so much. Well, good afternoon. I want to thank the Council General for being here today and for India's commitment to the Pacific Northwest, particularly Seattle and the state of Washington. This is a new day in trade relations between the United States and India, and the fact that you're here today expanding the conversation about Washington agricultural products in India means so much to our growers. I want to thank Todd, the president of the Apple Growing Commission, and Brian and Steve and Chuck all for being here, and to thank John Wolf and Kristen Ang and Hamdi all from our port, to thank them because they're the ones who are ultimately going to move these products and strengthen those trade relations with a real workforce. I want to point out, though, that our apple growers, really, apples are the pride of the Washington agriculture economy. They are known worldwide, and I guarantee you, I've been to countries where people have actually taken our labels and put them on their products because they thought we would be fooled. Obviously, we weren't. And so continuing to grow our apple economy means a lot to us in the Northwest. General Counsel, I want you to know we are very committed to growing the Washington-India relationship in many fronts, in aviation, in technology, in healthcare, and especially in agriculture. We think there are lots of rich opportunities for us to partner in agriculture. But unfortunately, when the Trump tariffs came into place and the retaliatory tariffs affected our agriculture economy, it literally decimated a $120 million market for our agriculture products. And while that, as a number, may sound like something we can survive, I guarantee you, with 68,000 people employed in central Washington in the apple-growing economy, it had an impact. And for these growers, who literally some households or some orchards couldn't hold on, literally, we started losing jobs and we started losing acreage. So it was really incumbent upon us to go to India to say to Prime Minister Modi that this was affecting thousands of families in our state and something that we needed to rectify. The good news is on the heels of a CHIPS and Science Act and a new relationship with India on many technology fronts, the door was opened to reconsidering and ridding us of these terrible tariffs. The success of that, just as was mentioned last September, is already yielding benefits. Some have mentioned the $120 million market that existed with India before. My sense is this year we are well on our way to surpass that at over $200 million in agriculture products if we continue to have this dialogue and continue to push the doors open for these products. As the Council General said, this is a growing relationship. And while we appreciate the technology of the Apple construction unit you have there, we want you to embrace our apples, the Washington apples, and to know that so many people in India could have the benefit of such a great product. This will help us in Washington help stabilize the growing that we have in the central part of the state. To have this market grow for the future gives our producers the ability to continue to do what they do best, the type of research and production, the types of new varieties, and of course we at the federal level need to get a farm bill done and continue to make the investment in AR research that is so important to agriculture. So today is a celebration because for 5 years now, we have not seen the volume of apples leaving these docks and traveling to India. This is a guarantee that they are going to reach their destination and have shelf space. And as Todd was mentioning, that means we want more shelf space. We want them to be a permanent part of the India economy, and we want to grow the relationship. So I will just say, Mr. Council General, we're so happy that you're in Seattle and opening an office. When Prime Minister Modi addressed the United States Congress in his recent visit, He said, we're going to increase trade with the United States. And then he said, and these are the places. And the first state he mentioned was Washington. I always like to point out it's not because we were in alphabetical order. It's because India believes, with this new council office and with this new export cooperation, that it is a very unique relationship. We are going to put a lot of effort in to grow for the future. So thanks, everybody, and thank you for the ILWU. We want you to grow the number of jobs down here on the port by moving agricultural product. This is a very important time for our country. It needs to recognize that we are very interested in increasing trades on all fronts, just like in the apple sector, because it literally increases jobs in our state. Thank you all very much.
Okay.
Okay.